It's deeper, and its double high tides save long and costly delays for ships outside the harbor. Also, of course, it's nearer to London than Liverpool, and, more to the point, closer to France. That means we can call in at Cherbourg and pick up European emigrants and American millionaires who've been sampling the delights of Paris. Americans are always so disgustingly rich, she protested. An optical illusion, Genevieve. We have plenty of poor people, believe me. You only get to see the prosperous ones in first class. The more money they have, the more arrogant they get. That applies to people from any nation. Americans are the worst. I dispute that. They act as if they own half the world. In some cases they do. It's such a massive country with lots of opportunity for people to make their fortunes if they're prepared to work hard enough. Well, he observed, there's no better example of that than one of the passengers we'll be taking back to New York, Mr. Morgan.
I've never heard of him.
Everyone has heard of J.P. Morgan.
Ah, said Genevieve, now that name does sound familiar.
It ought to. He's the most powerful banker on the planet. John Pierpont Morgan is a financier, steel magnate, and railway baron. He also created a huge shipping syndicate to dominate Atlantic trade. It includes the White Star Line. Be very nice to Mr. Morgan when he comes aboard, he warned.